You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
John Decker joins us now, our White House correspondent. John, good morning. We are broadcasting live this morning at the Holiday Inn Resort in Panama City Beach. We've got to work it out at some point where you can come and enjoy this with us.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love it. You going to be down there all through next week or just making a nice weekend of it?
Nice big weekend of it. We got in yesterday. We do our show today, and then we'll stay, Judy and I. Judy's coming in a little bit later. Through Sunday, and then we're headed back to Birmingham. But I got to tell you, this place is fantastic. So, yeah, we'll get you down here sometime. That sounds like a good idea. I do want to get your thoughts now on what's happening with this baby formula. I guess they've worked out a deal. Abbott Industries and the FDA have kind of come to the conclusion, okay, you're ready to go, but it's going to take a couple of weeks to get the plant going, and then what, another 4 to 6 weeks to get it on the shelves.
Yeah, that's right. So this baby formula shortage that we see all across the country is going to continue. These are some positive developments, positive steps. You also know about the Biden administration invoking the Defense Production Act to increase production of baby formula. They're also launching a program that would use commercial aircraft to pick up overseas formula that meets U.S. standards. That's going to start this weekend. But this is all something that the administration should have foreseen. You're talking about several months ago when the Abbott Laboratories plant in Michigan went offline. There are only 4 plants that manufacture baby formula in the U.S. So when you lose 25% of your capacity, you know it's going to impact the supply chain. And here you are seeing the administration acting very reactive to these developments, not proactive in terms of foreseeing the supply chain disruptions.
Right. And I see there's, you know, people digging into the commercial side of this. Apparently that's different than the retail side in that there's a bigger stockpile there. Do you know anything about that? And also the administration shipping crates of baby formula to our southern border.
I don't know anything about that. I've heard about that, and maybe you have more information in regards to that. You may have also seen about a bill that passed both the House and the Senate yesterday that would get baby formula to very low-income Americans. That passed overwhelmingly by voice vote in the Senate. So that will go to President Biden's desk for his signature. But this is a real issue. It's a real problem. You know, we thought, think about all the supply chain issues during the pandemic. This is something that certainly you could have foreseen and you could have reacted to several weeks ago.
Yeah, and we're going to have a doctor on next week to kind of talk about the myths and what you should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to trying to replace baby formula, you know, making your own using different ingredients. Whole milk, is it good? And more on that, obviously, with a pediatrician coming up next week. John, let's switch gears now and talk about this NATO expansion with Sweden and Finland. You've had some interesting conversations with the ambassadors and the leaders from those two countries over the last few days here. Russia, not happy about this, but things are moving in the right direction for this, right?
They are moving in the right direction. You have a bit of a complication as it relates to Turkey because they have raised objections to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. I think that those objections will be overcome. And I would not be surprised, JT, if the way that you overcome those objections is giving something that Turkey wants, selling something to Turkey that it wants, and that is F-16 fighter jets. That is something that the administration has been contemplating. Would I be surprised to see that happen between now and the end of the year? No, I would not. I think that's how you get past these objections that have been raised by Turkey.
Well, the president is in South Korea now, trying to maintain and deepen that relationship there. Still good, right? And what are the expectations with the president after South Korea as he's there?
Yeah, so he's in South Korea right now. He's going to be in Asia through the middle part of next week. After the visit to Seoul, South Korea, he travels to Tokyo, Japan. There he will meet with his counterparts from Japan, from Australia, and from India. The focus there, JT, is the threat posed by China to the region, also thanking Australia and Japan in particular for imposing their own sanctions on Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. So a lot on the agenda. But I have to tell you, this trip, the timing is terrible given all the things that are happening back home. You know, we just touched on a few of them, the baby formula shortage, the recession, high gas prices, and the president's overseas. Really bad timing for an overseas trip.
You know, how about going to South Korea when he really ought to be going to South United States and taking a look in the border situation? It's amazing to me how he just ignores that. Oh, we got no problem here, and letting so many people come across this border, all in the hopes that these Hispanics crossing are going to turn into votes, and we see continued lack of support from the Hispanic community for this president, the approval ratings dropping into the 20s when it comes to the Hispanic community. So, man, he's so, mixed up on the priorities for this country right now. No doubt about that. Well, John Decker, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.